There are only days left until voters decide who will be the next governor of Florida, and Scott and Crist are in a tight race. The latest poll by the Quinnipiac Polling Institute shows the race is tied for the current and former governor. Peter Brown, assistant director of the Polling Institute, says every vote counts.
The race to be Florida's next governor is a dead heat. 42% for Rick Scott, 42% for Charlie Crist, and 7% for Libertarian Adrian Wiley. It can't get any closer.
The tightness of the race was highlighted in the third and final gubernatorial debate, where attacks got personal. Crist backed Scott into a corner, forcing the current governor to answer questions on why he delayed an execution for Attorney General Pam Bondi.
And did the Attorney General ask you to delay the execution so she could go forward with her political fundraiser?
You can answer that, Governor Scott.
She asked me to delay it because it didn't work on the dates that she thought it was going to be on.
Bondi made the delay request to Scott because the execution of an inmate conflicted with a political fundraiser. Meanwhile, Scott doubled down and targeted Crist for his support of lifting a travel ban to Cuba, an issue important to the state's Cuban-American population.
The only thing that's changed with regard to the Castro brothers is Charlie's position. They're terrorists. There's no democracy there. There's human rights violations.
Libertarian candidate Adrian Wiley debated alone and answered the questions through a simulcast on YouTube. Wiley has fought to be taken seriously in the 2014 gubernatorial race, and despite being excluded from most debates and voter guides, he's polling between 7% and 13%. Wiley unveiled his first statewide ad last week promoting his candidacy.
You've been inundated with attack ads from Rick Scott and Charlie Crist. Sadly, they're mostly true. The good news is you have a third choice. I'm Adrian Wiley, Libertarian candidate for governor of Florida.
The ad is simple, just Wiley against a white background and his campaign slogan in a corner. The most recent poll from Quinnipiac has Wiley with 7% support. That's down a few points. But Quinnipiac's Brown says that's normal.
In most cases, third-party candidates' numbers tend to drop a bit as you get closer to the election, although there are exceptions to that rule. This appears not to be one of those exceptions. His numbers have come down steadily, not a lot, but a teeny bit. But in a race this close, a teeny bit could be all that matters.
The poll says while most of the support for Scott and Crist is fixed, meaning voters who say they're supporting those two aren't switching, Wiley's support is more fluid. At the start of the campaign cycle, Wiley was pulling support away from Crist. Now Brown says it's a lot harder to tell which candidate the Wiley effect could hurt more.
In a race this close, if it gets down to 5 or 4% who vote for Mr. Wiley, that's going to be another point or two that someone else, either Crist or Scott, is going to get.
For his part, Wiley is staying the course even as his support may be shrinking. And while he may not win the governor's mansion, his presence in the race could be enough to sink the candidacy of either Scott or Crist. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.